parameters of this halacha that Eino Mishira El Alayayin. So even though the Gemara made it sound like it was an almost sweeping statement, that there's no such thing as Shira in the Beis HaMikdash unless they had the Yayin. So Tosus was quick to point out that's not always true. So let's take a look again at the Tosus Naflam and Hamid Aleph, put the final touches on this again. So Tosus in the third of the Mamakomo says, She Eino Mishira El Alayayin Perish, Eino Mishira Al Shubachilas Mizbeach. So first of all, Tosus says, it's not an absolute statement. It means any kind of a shira that would be associated with something that's put on the mizbeach, that's an achilas mizbeach, so then the halacha is enom shirla yayin. And Tosfos gives you a few examples. Kamal, kagon, zrikas damim. Since you don't say the shira at the time of zrikas adam, rather you time the shira for the nisach hayayin, because that's a shira of achilas mizbeach. The achilas mizbeach is a korban. You bring a korban, and there's zrikas adam of the korban, and there's the nisach hayayin of the korban. And the din of Enom Shel Hayayin means that the Achilas Mizbeach only takes place, the Shira only takes place at the time of the Nisach Hayayin. But then Tosfos throws in another couple of words. Tosfos says, V'nisach Hamayim, or another example of a type of an Achilas Mizbeach, is Nisach Hamayim on Sukkos, and therefore you would not sing Shira at the time of the Nisach Hamayim, because that would be a violation. That would be against this principle of Ein Omu Shira Layayin. So those are the two Achilus Mizbeach, the prototypes of Achilus Mizbeach that Tosfos was able to identify. Zrikas Damim and Nisach Hamayim, and neither of them warrant a Shira. I've counted for our purposes the Shira at Tosfos. So first of all, Tosfos drew out from left field Nisach Hamayim. Nobody told Tosfos to give us that example, and we're not even sure that example is agreed upon by everybody. What is it then? All by some Beis HaMikdash, Chash, Beis HaMikdash, Akayim, Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos, did they sing Shira? Did they not sing Shira? So Tosfos says, of course not. Tosfos says they couldn't have. That would have been a violation of this principle, and not so simple. So there is a Rashi in Masechah Sukkah, where Rashi comments on the Gemara. The Gemara raises the question on the Mishnah, the famous Mishnah about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Mishnah describes how they would make a big party, a big celebration, they would go down to the Shiloach and fill up the water and watch it in, the torches, the whole Chagadja, with Smiro, Shiros, Shbachos. They had parades and they had juggling and they had acrobat, everything. So the Gemara asks one question after this long Mishnah. The Gemara says, Menohani Mili, what is the source for all of the above? And the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara says. Okay. So Rashi on the spot says, what was the question of Menorah Nemili? Menorah Nemili was questioning, how do you know there's a din of Simcha at the time of Nisach HaMayim? The fact that there's a mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, that I know. It's Halacha Mashem Sinai, it's a possible, different Makaris, different sources for this din of Nisach HaMayim. It's not explicit in the Torah Shemichsav, but there is a din in a Torah called Nisach HaMayim and Sukkos. So how do you know that this is done with such a fanfare, with such a zmiras, shiras, shvach, and such parades and everything? So I'll send them ushaf to mayim, v'sosam v'mayim v'hashua. When you do shiva samayim, being meramis, it's poskim, the novi shiyos, being meramis, in the midst of nisach hamayim, it has to be done, v'sosam, it's got to be gevaldik, v'sosam, v'simcha. That's Rashi's pshat. So the Maharsha on that Rashi, Nagamur Pesach Sukkah says, you see from here, says the Maharsha, that nisach hamayim has to be done to be accompanied with simcha, and simcha means shira, and in Ochinami, they talk about they do shira b'shas nisach hamayim. So, yeah, Rashi doesn't say it explicitly, but the Maharsha teaches into Rashi, that yeah, in Ochinami, they talk about they do shira. There was a din of simcha b'shas nisach hamayim, and therefore required a shira of simcha, and simcha of shira. It's all the same thing, and the taka was a shira b'shas nisach hamayim. Atkan debi ha-Maharsha. Now, truth to be told, that Gemara that says Benoni Mili and quotes the Pasuk Shaft by Misasan, Tosfos happens to quote a whole different Shah that Gemara. Just parenthetically, Tosfos says that the Gemara is not even asking how do you know that there's a mitzvah of Simcha b'shas nisach hamayim. The Benoni Mili is going on the end of the Pasuk. Mimayne Yeshua. How do you know that you go to a mayan and not to a mikvah? How do you know what water you bring for Simcha's Beis Shoeva? Do you bring flowing water, underground spring water of a mayan, or do you go to a collection of rainwater in a pit somewhere? So Zenemo Shaft Ram Sus Manish. According to Tosfos, the Gemara wasn't even talking about celebrations. Why are you celebrating on Sukkos? Maybe that's another reason. Again, not for now. But Akopar Mishit is Rashi. Rashi says it's a grand deal celebration that's required by the Pasuk of Shaft Ram Sasam. And the Maharsha says that's synonymous with Shira. So now we have to raise a question. Wait a second. That Rashi / Maharsha is disagreeing with this Tosfos. Rashi is saying that there is Shira b'shas nisach hamayim, And Tosis is claiming that there's no shiur b'shastis chamayim. So who's right? What should the din be? Should there be shiur b'shastis chamayim or not? What should the din be?
Is it simple according to Rashi at the shas achil on his
bayach? So Jews are getting sensitive to the point. Namely, let's go with Tosis b'halach for a second. That the din of enom shiur l'yayin is not an absolute. It only refers to those aspects which have with them an achilas mizbeach. So I'll ask you a question. Is nisach hamayim an achilas mizbeach the gedin or not? So Tosa says, obviously yes. Rashi, apparently, hold on. So what do we think it should be? Would you call nisach hamayim an achilas mizbeach? It's a funny, called shtiyas mizbeach. Is it an achilas mizbeach? Is that called the Achilas HaMizbech? Is the model of Nisach HaMayim close to the Shechitas HaPesach, which Tosis says is not an Achilas HaMizbech, and therefore can be done Shalol HaYayin? Or is it close to the Zrikas Adam, which is part of the Achilas HaMizbech, of Akhtar HaMizbech, and therefore it's subject to the limitation of Enem Shalol HaYayin? So which one is it? So I put on the Maram Kom, the Gemara and Zvach, am I mistaken? I think you know what I put on? I think I put it on last week's? It's all on last week's phones? If the mouth's on the phone, then it gets lost. It's lost a little thousand of emails in between, but it should be in there somewhere. I think I put it on, huh? It's a Kuf Yurim Beis Maseches Lachem. What was that? Is that okay? Kuf Yurim Beis Maseches Lachem. So the Gemara says, how do we know this din of Nisach HaMayim? Where did it come from? We know that the days of Ba'ashein, this was a hot topic with the Prushim and the Thukim. And Pekarsim, with the Noi Tashal Peh, they refused to do Nisach HaMayim. The Gemara tells the famous story about one of the kings from the Tzukim who was making a light sun instead of Nisach HaMayim. He poured the water on his feet instead of on the Mizbech, and everybody pelted him with their Mizregim, a famous story. So, comes the Gemara and says, Taka, what's the Mokar for Nisach HaMayim? The Gemara quotes a price, at the sign of Rabbi Kiva Omer. It's about 10 lines or so from the top. The end of the line, the sign of Kiva Omer. Unusacheha, Bishnei Nisuchim HaKosim Medaber. One of the days of Sukkot, it's the sixth day, if I'm not mistaken, Yom HaShishi, Bakur, you should remember that, it says at the end, Milchasa Unusacheha, the amateur Bakur will always make that mistake, okay, because all the other ones said Milchasa Unuska, and here it says Unusacheha. So the Drasha tells us, Bishnei Nisuchim HaKosim Medaber. So the Torah has been ramed to the double Nisuch, Echad Nisuch HaMayim, V'Echad Nisuch HaYayin. So according to the Akiva, the mokor for Nisuch HaMayim is a pasuk. So there is a pasuk. Minchasa unusachel. Comes the Gemara and says, notwithstanding what Rabbi Akiva said, others disagree. So if you skip down a little bit, the last one is the Amar. It's about 8 lines from the bottom. The Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yechad, Meshum Rabbi Nchuni, Ish Bikis Bar Scharson. Esa Nitiyas, Arab of Nisuch HaMayim, Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. That forget about the first two for our purposes. But the third one, Nisuch HaMayim, the source for Nisuch HaMayim is Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. It is not rooted in the Pesukim. There is no Jerusha to it. It is pure tradition. Ish v'fi yishad Moshe Rabbeinu. So here you happen to have a classic example of something that we find in other areas of Halacha. Everybody agrees to the final outcome. Everybody agrees Nisuch HaMayim exists. Everyone agrees to the Dimin HaTorah. All Prushim, all Maminim and Tosh HaPeh accept it. The question is, where's the source? Is the source rooted in Tosh HaBichsav or via Derech Jerusha or Nisuchah? Or is it rooted in Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai? Those who did Daf Yomi, so I think it's tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. So the Gemara also, was today's tomorrow, I forgot it. It's today's Daf already, okay. I get, sometimes I do the Daf by day, sometimes by night, I never remember which day I'm up to. But so today's Daf had a machlokes, a multiple machlokes, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, about details about Lach Mitoida and Lachem Per Nazir. Rabbi Akiva saw certain dinim as based on Pesukim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to him, they know the pure Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, the pure Torah Shabbat. So sometimes you have these nuances in Machlekesim, everyone agrees to the outcome, the question is what the source was. So here the Gemara presents Machlekesim Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nechunya, another Tana, as to what the source of Nisuch HaMayim is. Is it based on a Sacher, or is it based on Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai? So between you and me, does it make much of a difference? Do I care when it's based on this place and that? What's the difference? So Reb Chaim, there's a famous beer in this Gemara. Chaim says that this machloikas is a fundamental machloikas. Very often, when you have a machloikas about the source of something, so it goes much deeper than just how do we derive it, but it gets to the very essence of what the Halacha is all about. Chaim explained that there are two fundamental different ways of understanding the mechayev of Nisuch HaMayim. What triggers the institution of Nisuch HaMayim? So one could argue that the Kedushas HaYom, Sukkos is the Bechayev. The same way that Sukkos is Mechayev, you're the Mitzvah of Shiva B'Sukkah. Sukkos is Mechayev, Mitzvah Tilos Lulav. Pesach is Mechayev, eating Matzah. And Shabbos is Mechayev, you're Kiddush. There are different Zmanim during the year that Mechayev different Mitzvahs. So the Zman of Kedushas HaSukkos is a Mechayev, Zman Shabbos Mitzvah Shakam, the Mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. So it emanates from the Yontif per se. Well, maybe that's not the Pshat. Maybe the Mechayev of Nisach HaMayim is the Korban HaTomid of Sukkos. I had the Korban Tomid of Sukkos. So normally when you bring a Korban Tomid every day, so Minchesam V'Niskeyam K'mdubar, you have to bring the Olam, you have to bring the etc. So the Korban Ola is Mechayev to accompany the Korban Ola. There has to be a Korban Mincha, there has to be Nisachim of Yayin. So comes the Torah and says on Sukkos, Minchasa Unisachea, the Rabbos, an additional Nisuch, means unlike the rest of the year where Nisuch that accompanies the Talmud is only Yayin, Nisuch that accompanies the Korban Tomid of Sukkos is Yayin and Mayim as well. So the Nisuch and Mayim does not emanate from Sukkos, not the Sukkos of the Mechayev, but it's the Korban Tomid that's Mechayev. It could be potentially an Afkamina. Let's say Lu Yitzuya, there's no Korban Tomid. Say they ran out of Kvasim. They can't find any sheep. So it's not going to be a Korban Tomid today. Should you do Nisuch and Mayim or not? So Chaim says, it's like a Zataroy. So if you hold that the source for Nisuch and Mayim is Halach Mashtzina, it's a mitzvah sayyim of Sukkos. It doesn't matter whether you have a korban tomid or not. You do this chamayim independently. But if you hold that it's a kiyum of the tomid, if you don't have a tomid, obviously you're not going to bring it. So comes the chayim and says, this machlokes is HaTanoim, what the source is, reflects itself in the lomdus of what the mechayiv is. And he says, ultimately that's the issue that's involved in terms of our shayla. Why is that? So the chayim, we can take the chayim to the next level. We have a machlokes of Rishonim now, whether Nisuch HaMayim is called Achilas HaMizbeach or not. What is Achilas HaMizbeach about Nisuch HaMayim? So the answer is all depends. If it's part and parcel of the Korban Tomid, so of course it's an Achilas HaMizbeach. The Achilas HaMizbeach is the Korban Tomid. If you hold that it's a separate and dependent Mechayev, so then it's like Shechitas HaBaisach. There's nothing to do with the Mizbeach. Don't do Achilas HaMizbeach. It's a separate Mechayev. If it's a separate Mechayev, so then it wouldn't be limited by the rule of Enom Shira Al Yayin. So it should come out according to Chaim Shabbat Torah. The Machlokes is Rashi and Sukkah and Tosfos and Brachos. Whether Nisuch HaMayim requires Shira Salavim, ultimately depends on what you think the nature of Nisuch HaMayim will be. Maybe one could argue that even if you hold that Nisuch HaMayim is part of the Korban Tomid, maybe you could still say, a Chiddush Gadol will say, you could still say Shira. I could say Shira on Nisuch HaMayim. If Nisuch HaMayim is part of the Korban Tomid, we should plug in the rule Enam Shira Layayin. So maybe we can say the following step of the Torah, which is rather than that, it's a brisket Torah. When the Torah says, Unisachecha, so the Torah says that you have to bring two Nisachim, according to that Tanakh, bring two Nisachim on Sukkos. One is the Nisach HaYayin, and one is the Nisach HaMayim. So one can raise the following shaila. Are these two different mitzvahs in a sense? There's the Korban HaTomid, and the Korban HaTomid requires you to do X, and the Korban HaTomid requires you to do Y. Or maybe I say no. That the definition of Nisuch HaYayin on Sukkos has to be accompanied by water also. There's one mitzvah is Nisachim. There's a din Nisachim. All year long, Nisachim is a cup of wine. On Sukkos, Nisachim is wine and water. If that's the case, the second shot is right, that the wine and water almost merge together, always become, almost in a sense, become one. So then we can in effect say, Ain Olam Shir LaYayin, whatever's part of that Korban HaYayin. So Yayin and Sukkos has a different definition. You look up the word wine in the dictionary, in Halachapedia, all year long it means one thing. You look up at Sukkos, it means something else. Wine and Sukkos, the Sukkos and Sukkos means wine and water. And therefore, even if you hold that it's learned out from Unusachel, and there is that quote-unquote Achilles Mizbeach, we may still be able to pull off the stunt of saying Shira Al Hayayin, because on Sukkos, Mayim and Yayim are synonymous with one another. So we could possibly defend that Shittas Rashi that permits us, requires us to say Shira on the Nisuch HaMayim, either to take it out of the realm of the Korban Tomid, make it into a non-Achilas Mizbeach, that would be one route. Or we want to keep it in the realm of Achilas Mizbeach, we could still pull off a stunt by equating the Nisuch with the Yayin and the Mayim to one another. So again, a couple of possibilities. Again, that was just the Shiraim of the previous. So,
Nachmina, please, what if
there's no Yayin? There's no Yayin, right. But it makes it, if you derive from Unisachecha, so what would the din be? If a guy doesn't have, he's got kvasim, there's no wine, but he's got water. So what should he do? So that the chayav should be enough kavina. Mehiri ban hamikdash trying to figure out what the what. Okay, good. Rabbi said that was just to get the answer. Last sugya, trying to see if we can begin today. So we have another sugya that we're about to embark upon, which is once again not a brachas per se. There will be kates of sugyas coming around the bend. Or next sugya is already a brachas sugya again. But tayrihi lav benitzarach, he can't pass off lav and hay and not talk about this. So comes the Gemara going back to the drawing board trying to figure out what's the mocha for brachas. Can brachas possibly be a raisa? Now we all know at the end of the day it's probably all derabanan anyway. But at one stage the Gemara thought that brachas nenen was the raisa. And the Gemara thought that the source for brachas nenen the raisa was with the phrase of kodesh yibulim, the double lashon. So the Gemara says, no, that's not going to work because Kodesh Yilulim has already other drushes to it. What are the other drushes to it? So it's Chazah for Sefer. So one drusha was that Eino Mishir L'Yayin Davar Shnor Shirat on Chilul, namely that you only do Pidyon of Ravai on Yayin, and the other thing is Achle Vader Achle, that you can do Pidyon and then you can eat it afterwards. So we already used up the double Lush of Yilulim. So we don't have any drush available for Hilchas Brachas. So it's on that point that the Gemara says, not so simple. Well, let's pick it up from the Muhammad Aleph. The first words in one are Alayayin. So it's where it says on the side, Shoftim Tes, about 3-4 lines down from there. First word line is Alayayin. It's about 15 lines or so when the Gemara begins. So the Gemara says, no. Hanicha leman detoni netarevoi, el leman detoni kermavai meikalevei. The Gemara now references the Machlokes, it's going to become the source of our entire discussion, about the details of the mitzvah of Ravai. So the Torah tells us very clearly, the first 3 years, the fruit is also Yechila, the fruit is also Banah, and then the fourth year, something special happens. What's special? It's Kodesh L'Hashem, and the Torah Shavapa explains to us, that means you have to bring it to Shalayim. If you can't bring it to Shalayim, then you hold it, same with the Meis Hasheni. So we know what we have to do with fourth year fruit. But we're not quite sure what is fourth year fruit. Which fruit is the Torah referring to? So this was a major machloikes at the end of the period of the Tanoim, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Barevi. So it was like borderline the Tanoim. Rabbi Danasi wrote the Mishnah, and two of his primary Talmidim, one was Rabbi Chia, and one was his son, Rabbi Shimon. So we're talking about the very, very end of the period of the Tanoim, very, very beginning of the period of the Amorim, the borderline generation. They had a following machloikes. Which fruit does Ravai refer to? So one of them said, it refers to all fruit. If the oil refers to all fruit, and the Tatav Kolitz Machal refers to apples and oranges and pears, everything. So Ravai applies to all fruit also. And the other one said, no, Ravai is limited only to grapes. It doesn't apply to other fruit. And how do you know that? So the Gemara says that, how do you know that? Well, you know that from Kodesh Yilulim. Dabra ton Hilul, ton Chilul. Only grapes which carry with them Shira, that was our last sugya, Shira Salavim, only grapes carry with them Chilul. So that limitation, something the Amorim said, that Ravai only applies to grapes, was learned out from the phrase Chilulim. So it's that limud that now prevents us from learning Hilchos Brachas. Because we thought we're going to tack on Hilchos Brachas to that pasuk, it was already used up to teach me the din that Ravai only applies to Kerem. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If you hold net the Ravai, the opinion says netrevoi means it applies to all nitiyas, to all fruit, so then you're good to go. So hanich lebandatoni netrevoi. Again, if you hold like that opinion that netrevoi, then you're great. Then you didn't use that second drasha. Now you have a drasha available to teach me Hilchos Brachos. But lebandatoni keremavoi means the gemara. But if you have the opinion, if you follow the opinion that keremavoi, so then your bam is stuck because the source to limit it to keremavoi is from Hilulim. So therefore, you don't have a pasuk left for brachas. The itmar. Now the Gemara references that pasuk. It's the itmar. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon Barevi. Chad tani kerem avoy. One had the opinion that we should teach kerem avoy only grapes. The chad tani net avoy, and the other one said it refers to all fruit. And now the Gemara says, wait a second. Even if you hold like the opinion that's kerem avoy, that it only applies to grapes, maybe the source for limiting it to grapes is learned that from a different source, nothing to do with Hilulim. There's another potential source out there to limit Ravai only to grapes. This Anya. Rebbe Yoimer. Nema kan lehosef lechem tvoso. It says by Ravai, a phrase tvoso. Benem al-hal, it says by kilayim, kiliyakerem tvosa karem. So the word tvua tvua. Mal al-hal and kerem afkan kerem. So if that's the case, I say lechad hilul lebracha. then you have one word of Hidl available to teach Miochas Brachas. Vod ilo yalav gezer shava, but if you don't hold for the gezer shava, bracha minole, what would be the source for Hilchas Brachas? So ad kan debi agamon for our purposes. So let's just, Sakein, summarize for a second. We have three shittas now in between the lines. What a take is on Ravai. Do we go down the route that Ravai applies to all fruit, as just as oral applies to all fruit, kol ma'achal, that's one view. What do we say now? That Ravai only applies to grapes. But even in terms of Leimar, that we say the Ravai only applies to grapes, we're not sure what the source of that is. One possibility is it's learned out from Hilulim, namely Dovraton Hiluton Hilul. Or the other possibility is this newfound Gezer Shava, Tvasel, Tvasakarem, Malahalan Kerem, Afghan Kerem. So three possibilities. Either it refers to all fruit, or it refers only to grapes, and if it refers to grapes, only two possibilities as to what the source for that would be. So let's go down the route for a minute that it only applies to grapes. Let's take that opinion, only applies, whether we possibly or not, another story. Let's assume it only applies to grapes. Does it really make much of a difference what the source is, besides whether it frees up the possible brachas? That's the least of our problems right now. Does it make a difference what the source is? When you see a source for something, and you find different Tanoim, different Amorim giving different sources for the same thing, does that really interest us? What we just saw from Reb Chaim from the last sugya, that interests us a lot. Because the source of something can really, really indicate something about the details, the parameters of that halacha. So let's challenge ourselves to that question. Does anybody really care, lemaisa, whether the limitation of Ravai to grapes is learned out from Hilulim, or it's learned out from Tvosakarim? Should there be the slightest bit of a difference? One is Tvos HaKarim, one is Hilulim, it's all the same thing, right? Not so simple. So let's take a look at, put in the Mar Mekamos, the Ran in the Sefer Hashana. Rabbi Dafita on the Ran, Dapi Arif. So let's take a look at the last paragraph, Ulein Ravai. It's the third line into that paragraph. The first one line is Hatoisvas, middle of that paragraph, middle of that line. So the third line into the last paragraph. Fekosav Hagon Rabachoy Mishab Chazam. That's the Shildas. The Leman Netani Kerem Ravai, according to the opinion that says it's Kerem Ravai, Umaisel of Exerus Shav the Tvos HaKerem, and he derived the source to limit Ravai only to grapes from the Pasuk Tvos HaKerem. Kiddi Isa Hasam. Ein Ravai Noeg Ella Bekerem Sholem. Ravai only applies, according to that opinion, if it's a vineyard of Avagefen Yechidislo. You have that one vine just grown around walls in your backyard. There's no Ravai in that. What did Rav Ravai go and just tell us? Chiddush Gadol. That Ravai, when we speak about Ravai being limited to grapes, it doesn't mean grapes. It means Ravai is limited to a kerem. And a kerem is a very, very specific connotation in halacha. A kerem, the Gemara says, means you have two vines this way and one vine in the middle. A whole tzur, there's all tzuras of kerem. Kerem is planted in a certain way. It's planted in rows. It's got to look like a kerem. If it doesn't look like a kerem, it's got a vine here, vine there, vine there. That's not a kerem. It's interesting that the Gemara, the Mishnayos and Kelayim always describe that a kerem always is in straight rows. So that's why that's what they call kerem yavne. Kerem yavne, the Mishnayos say, because how do they sit in kerem yavne? They sat in rows. So you named yeshiva after the fact they sat in rows. Who knows what the significance of that was? So there are some who say that the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that the Sanhedrin Dafka did not sit in rows. The Sanhedrin Dafka sat in a semicircle, because that way everyone could get a better view of each other. So there are some who suggest that We know that when the Rabbanim ran to Kerryavni after Yerushalayim was destroyed, they set up in Yavni, said the last thing the Romans wanted was a Sanhedrin to be there. So when they set up the chairs, they misled the Romans. They wanted to throw off the Romans. So they Dafka did not set up the yeshiva. It should have the bench. It shouldn't have the look. It shouldn't have the tzura of a Sanhedrin. It should have the tzura of a base medrash. They put straight tables with rows. They didn't make it like a semicircle. So when the Romans would come, they came to do the inspection of the yeshiva, so, oh, it's the yeshiva, okay, give them a tour. As soon as they saw the semicircle, they would lock them up, put them out of business. That's what some say. That's why it was set up Dafka as a camp. Again, I wasn't there. I was in Kibriyadim, but I can't tell you why the original Kibriyadim was shaped like it was. So the did is that in what we call the camp, it's got to be shaped in a specific way. So comes the Shilton, so the Chaygon, and says that if you have grape just growing in your backyard, not shaped like carrot, there's no revoy on it in the holidays. So comes the Rana Kedin, the Ramban's Aliksha. The Ramban says, first of all, a lot of cashes. The Gabi Kilayim, Nam Lobin Kerb Shalay. The Chosh is Zorah Chito Sarah Bechayat and Chayav. So he says, first of all, even by Kilayim, which is the original source, for Tfulik Zer Shava, you may not even require a full fledged carrot. Alavade Lobar Kosav Alhotzi Shari Lonos. About the Min the Kerb of Hilgaf and Yechidis Bechlal. So says the Ramban, says when the Torah is excluding other fruit according to that opinion, it's not insisting daf on the Torah of Kerem, it's just saying apples and oranges there's no revoy on, but if it's grapes, for sure there's revoy on them. And now here's the Ramban second Raya. The man the mai say Kerem revoy mehilulim, vada yafilu begefi nechidis no revoy, alok sibbe Kerem. He says according to the other opinion then says that the source of grapes versus other fruit is learned out from hilulim, nothing to do with the word Kerem. So according to that opinion, for sure, the din of revoy would apply to single vines. So Hua Dinavi says the Ramban, according to the opinion that derives it from Tvus HaKerem, but also insists that one vine is good enough. There was never machlekes in the Gemara about the details. There was only machlekes what the source is. So clearly, Rabbi Chaygon was of the opinion that no, that was gufa machlekes. That if you go down the root of hilulim, the type of one vine suffices. If you go down the root of kerem, then you require a kerem sholem. And that's how the shultas paskas the halacha. The biggest kula, the revoy doesn't apply. Forget about apples and oranges. It doesn't even apply to grapes unless it's with tzuras kerem. And the Ramban says lohayud v'amiyad. The Ramban says if you want to limit it to grapes, maybe you want to limit it to a kerem. That's already too far fetched. So good, so we have a little bit of a background, again, just based on our Gemara. What does revoy apply to? So we have a few different possibilities. Either it applies to everything, end of discussion, or it applies to grapes. And even on its side, it applies to grapes. Does it apply only to vineyards of grapes, like the Rav Chaygon, the Shultas, or does it apply to all grapes, like the Rav? So this is the background, and now our sugya begins. Comes Tosfos, on Daf Lamed Hamad Aleph. Tos says the following observation, halacha l'maisa. Tos says that the dibur ma'afu l'man de tarik kerem revoy v'chulei. Says Tosus, v'ata kaimalon de revoy noigaf b'chutz l'aretz. So first of all, Tosus says, these dinim are not theoretical dinim, just for days of the Eretz Yisrael days, they apply in chutz l'aretz as well. What led Tosus to make that sweeping statement that revoy applies to chutz l'aretz? What gemara did they have in the back pocket? Anyone know? What Gemara the Tosfos know that revoy applies to? After all, isn't revoy a mitzvah tuli baharetz? What is doing in the chutz l'aretz for? This became very, very expensive Tosfos because by Tosfos owned grapes. They were wine merchants. So Tosfos says revoy applies to chutz l'aretz. Why? So Tosfos had in mind the sugi maseches kedushin. He had the first part about orla. The Mishnah says it in kedushin that orla applies in chutz l'aretz. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, what do you mean the Bosch Mutzak says in the Chumash? It's a possible Chumash, it's a bit of play Baritz. How in the world do you know that Orla plays the Chutzlas? Mecha Taisei. So the Gemara says, you know how you know it? Kasha Memra Halacha. It's Halacha Rosh Mishima. That's it. You're right, based on the reading of the Posch Kasha Rabbi the way, Kasha Memra Halacha Rosh Sinai. That's it, Orla's Noga Chutzlas. Posch says, Kisavola Oretz of Tatum Kalitz Machol. We know how to translate that pasuk properly. What that means is, if and when you come to Eretz Yisrael, if you decide to plant trees, that's wonderful, beautiful. Now the dinner of oil are going to apply. Is the Torah telling you have to plant trees in Eretz Yisrael? This is what the Kabbalah Satar is. It's a beautiful thing to plant trees in Eretz Yisrael. It's Yeshiva Aretz, a more for planting trees in Eretz Yisrael. But that's not at all what the Pasuk means. The Pasuk means, if and when you plant a tree, then you have to observe. I remember when I was a little boy, so I don't know, maybe people not from my generation may still remember, they used to give out in Tu B'Shvat those things from the Keren Kayemet. You had to plant a tree in Eretz Yisrael in honor of somebody, okay, so they give you little papers, like a dollar and a half to plant a tree. They still do it? They still do it today? I don't know, still do it. Okay.
I'm sure that organization.
So the JNF is to plant the trees in Eretz Yisrael. So I remember on all the papers that they would give out, they all had the same model. So I remember as a kid, I thought that pasuk must be telling you when you come there, so you have to plant trees. They never finished the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Shalosh shalom areim yelachem." The pasuk is just telling me I didn't borrow. It's not telling you to plant trees in Eretz Yisrael. So how many trees I planted, right? All those years I planted trees, it's all
the only difference is Rebbe remembers the pasuk. I just remember it happening.
Remember that? Okay.
And the boxer.
I remember they used to always the boxer. They always tell us every year Jewish spot. They would always tell us
boxer, which I felt horribly and didn't like.
That's right. I have a tradition with my father. You soak it long enough, and you can eat it. Okay, you and Eliana can eat it. Okay, so the. I remember they used to always tell us also as a kid that when you plant these trees and someday you go to visit Eretz Yisrael, this is like in the old days, we're like, maybe someday, you know, 50 years from now you visit Eretz Yisrael. Like today's kids would say, someday, I'm going next week, you know. But someday you go visit Eretz Yisrael and you go see a tree, and just as you're going to grow up, the trees will grow up also. So I had that in my mind. The first time I went to Eretz Yisrael, like, you know, when I was, 10 years later, I'm going to go look for my tree. Go look all around there. So I'm going to find a tree that says Sobolovsky from SAR second grade on it. The bottom line is the Gemara says a Kedushin that oil is neged chutz laretz, notwithstanding what it sounds like in the Kach Nemelach. We're seeing that finish, end of discussion. So Tosfos jumped and says, well, oil applies, so the very next pasuk applies also, it's all one big parasha. So Ravoi applies as well. So Tosfos doesn't even question that, not even the latest asafik to Tosfos, that Ravoi shouldn't apply chutz laretz. So Tosfos says, we have to come in the Ravoi neged chutz laretz. Miu, bekerem noeg, v'lo bishari lanus. Taisa says, but it only applies to kerem and not to other fruit trees. How do you know? So machlek is the gemara, machlek is the shalav of the raisa. How do you know to be mechuyel lekula? So listen to Taisa's proof. The cholamekel ba'aretz halacha moise b'chutz la'aretz. Taisa's reference is a gemara that appears a little bit later on in brachas, other places, at the end of the first half of kedushin. That whenever there was a machlek is about something in mitzvah tefilos ba'aretz, if the shalav was raised in Eretz Yisrael, so the shalav of the raisa, so you have to be machmir. But if it's in chutz laretz, no. Chutz laretz, you can be mekel. Call a mekel ba'aretz, halach kamoisa b'chutz laretz. Zosh deit in the Gemara, and that's Tosfos' application here. And therefore, since there's an unresolved machlekes, Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe and Rabbi Chiya, whether Ravoi applies to apples and oranges, we don't know what the answer is. So if you're an Eretz, so you have to be machmas, shah the sofek, some of the rice of the flumbra, and your chutz laretz, call a mekel ba'aretz, halach kamoisa b'chutz laretz. Do we understand this? What don't we understand? We scratch our heads, we don't understand.
It's
halacha moshe Sinai. I just got finished telling a story that's a deraisa, it's halacha moshe Sinai. So what are you telling me? Chol ha-meikah bar tachah b'chutz lor. Chutz lor, lechad b'meikah, it's a shava deraisa. So it's a pelotik and tais, pelotik and gemara. What is this based on? What right do we have? We're going to make you on a suffing deraisa. Chutz lor, it's won't let, Eretz Yisrael won't let you eat it. I'll stop the rice and the chutz laretz. The third rice, that's no problem. Everything's okay. So the Gemara in Kedushin is a startling statement about this halacha v'shinei of oil chutz laretz. The Gemara quotes the din oil chutz laretz is a derice. It's halacha v'shinei. I'm finished. And then the Gemara says, wait a second. The Gemara quotes a brisa that says that if you have a suffix, whether something is oil chutz laretz or not. You're in your backyard and you can't figure out is this fruit from a third year, fruit from a sixth year, fruit? You have no idea. So you know what the Bryce says? Because okay, eat it, enjoy your kedak of eichel. You can eat it. As long as you're not sure, you're allowed to eat it. Gemara says, Imtim's a loimba, yeah, you can tell me that this is a deraisa. That's halacha. If you really believe there's such a mesaira that all the chutzlars is halacha Sinai, suffix the kula. Hayitochein. In effect, the Gemara is asking the same question that we're asking today. So the Gemara presents the Shaila. The Gemara says that Rav Asi was posed with this question. And he thought about it for an hour. He couldn't figure out the answer to this question. And then the Gemara says, all of a sudden he realized what the answer is. And then the Gemara corroborates, this is the correct answer. Comes the Gemara and says, Kach nemra halacha, vado osar, sveika mutar. That's the answer. Kach nemra halacha. Built in, licked in the Lachor Sinai, was vado osar, sveika mutar. So two gevaldige chidushim, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from our Sinai with two gevaldige chidushim in the parish of Olos Chutz Lawrence. One is that it's also in the first place, which we never would have known because we would have thought that Kisavol Aretz, it's Mitzvah Lev Aretz. So chidush number one is that it exists in the first place. And chidush number two is that built in is a kula that Sofik, by the way, is okay. And don't worry about it. Sofik Olos Chutz Lawrence is mutter. So just as Sofik Olos Chutz Lawrence is mutter, Sofik Ravali Chutz Lawrence is mutter also. So now we have a Sofik in effect. We have a Machloikis, Shimon B'Rabbi and Rabbi Chiyah. Whether it applies only to grapes or even to apples. So I come to the rabbi and say, Rabbi, I have an apple of Ravoi and Chutzah, so what do I do with it? So the rabbi thinks for a second and says, well, it's only in Sofek, we don't really know. If you would present me the Shaila in Eretz Israel, I'd have to go to Chumri, I'd have to play to take Mishalayim and eat the Kedusha Vatara. But the Shaila is being raised in Bergenfield. No. Kalabeka Baratz Lacha Vathuluch, the Chutzlaretz, as a corollary to the principle, Kach Nemra Lacha Vatar, also Sveik
Avatar. Is it so simple that applies to Sveik the Dina also?
Right. The Gemara says that, right? The Gemara says that Sveik is applied not to Sveik, but see, even to Sveik is Dini, right? The Gemara says that. Just as an aside, it's not really a sugi now, but we're going to come back hopefully a little bit later on and then daf too. Is anyone bothered in a more global sense what the Gemara just said? That Kach Nemra Alocha, Sveika, Vado also Sveika Mutar. What does that clearly imply? That if not, with that special, built-in kula of sveika being mutter, what would the baseline have been? Would have been asa. Based on what principle? Sveik deraisa l'chumra. Who does this gemara fly in the face of?
Rambam.
So we mentioned this Rambam in the last second. Remember, 2 seconds ago, we spoke about Baruch Levatala. Remember the famous sheet is around? The Rambam sheet is that all sveika is a what? A mutter min a Torah. The whole principle of sveika deraisa l'chumra is only a chumra itself min the Rabbanim. Midaraisa, all sveik is a mutter. If I find a piece of meat in the floor and I'm not sure where it's chaza, forget about the 10 stores. There's the 2 stores in town, one kosher, one tray. Find a piece of meat in the floor, I have no idea where it comes from. Minotaur, you're allowed to eat it. So according to the Rambam, that all sveik is a mutter minotaur. Why in the world do I need a special built-in halacha mash sinai to be matir, sofek, orla? Why is it any more chum than any other suffix? That's the Ran's cash against the Rambam. So we're going to hopefully talk about that at a later point in the parak, but keep that cash in the back burner. Let's get back to that story. So we have a machlekes in the Gemara where the Ravoi applies only to grapes, applies to other things. And Taisa says, we paskin Ravoi exists in Chutz Laretz, but says Taisa, we have a right to be Megil, you'll be Kerem Noeg, v'lo b'shar Yilanos, it's called Megbar, it's Lachavos in Chutz Laretz. Good. Very nice. So Taisa in other places is not as excited as Taisa says here, and I'll tell you why. Those who learned at the beginning of Masechet Kedushin, we did this in Kolbot a couple of years ago, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, the Beis and Kedushin, that speaks about the dinim of Orla and Ravoi vis-a-vis an Esrog. The Gemara says an Esrog is a tricky kind of vegetation, because on the one hand it grows on a tree, so it has certain aspects of halacha like trees. On the other hand, the amount of water that it needs is much closer to a vegetable than to a fruit, and therefore there are certain details of the Maestros that carry off from vegetables rather than fruits. Usually fruits have one tekel of halachas, vegetables of others, and Esrog is somewhere in the middle. That's the famous Mishnah, Esrog Shavu Ilum and Gimel Drachon, the Yerak, Bidere Chechon, and the whole Sugya, the Beis, and the Sefer's Kedushin. So Esrog is subject to the Dinim of Orla, and subject to the Dinim of Ravoi. It's our state in the Mishnah. What's the obvious Kasha? What is this the Kasha? What is the Kedushin of Beis, this the Kasha? What do you mean? Esrog is subject to the Dinim of Ravoi. According to half the opinions, Ravoi only applies to the Gera. So what do you mean Esrog? What do you mean Esrog Shavu the Ravoi? So one easy answer is to say
it's not a
that Tan is the other Tan. Machlaik is the Tanai finish. Not the end of the world. Machlaik is the Tanai. But Taisus in Kedushin of Gimel and Aleph throws out another possible answer. Taisus says no. It could be that the whole Machlaik is about whether Ravoi applies to other fruit. That's Machlaikis on a level of the Araisa. So you're dashing this possible, dashing that possible, dashing none of the psukim. But Lamaisa, 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 of course Ravoi applies to everything. But the Rabbanan Zichra applies to everything. So Esok Shavali Ilan, Lagabi the Dinder Abonin Ravoy. So according to that, Tosfos just took that big balloon and popped it. It said that sheet that it says Ravoy doesn't apply to apples and oranges and pears is not really true. It's true in Atorim, it's not really true in the Rabbanon. So that Tosfos in Kedusha then goes on to make the following observation. Tosfos says, if what we just said is true, that everybody agrees that Ravoy applies to all fruit, at least on level of the Rabbanon, so then what would the din be in Chutzlarts? Like apples and oranges and pears of Ravoy and Chutzlarts, I would have to observe Ravoy, albeit mid the Rabbanon. So you can't hide behind anymore and say, we call it make a bar, talk about some Chutzlarts. That's true mid the Raisa. But if Lamaisa, everybody concedes that Ravoy applies to all fruits, and the whole clue is God. So that Tosis does not agree with this Tosis. Tosis in Brachas does not say that, because Tosis writes in Brachas, the Atta Kaimel under Ravoy, Nagab Chutzlarts, and you'll be Kerem Noeg, Velobisharimonis. Tosis is writing a manual lahavacha. Tosis is telling you if you own apple trees and chutzlarts, don't worry about Ravoy. Orally, you got to be care about Ravoy. Doesn't bother you. It's a suffix. It's a suffix. All this chutzlarts, suffix Ravoy chutzlarts is the kula and shol by Israel. So according to that, one day in Tosis tucked away in the Maseches Kedushin, that would not be true. So let's summarize again. She says Tosis Ravoy does apply to chutzlarts. For sure, it applies to chutzlarts. No question, it applies to chutzlarts. What it applies to, we can be making on Suffolk Lakula, and it doesn't apply to any other fruit except for grapes. However, if one opens up Rambam, I didn't put Rambam in the Rambam, I don't think we'd get as far as the Rambam, so I'll say the Rambam about that. So the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Nuchas Machos Asuros, Yerua Li, it would appear to be, says the Rambam, that Ravoy doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz. End of discussion. Nothing to do with Sveikis and nothing to do with kerems or other fruits. Ravoy, finished with Chilavi at Saif, doesn't apply in Chutzlarts. Doesn't exist. No such animal called Ravoy in Chutzlarts. Finished. Against Tosfos. So Tosfos holds Ravoy does apply in Chutzlarts. Tosfos is just willing to chisel down to the bare bone minimum of only something that's Vadai Ravoy. But the Rambam says the whole thing is not true. There's no Ravoy in Chutzlarts. And the question is, what's that based on? Why should the Rambam say what he said? And why should Tosfos disagree? So let's see if we can begin to analyze what this Nekudas HaMachlokes is. Let's go back to the drawing board. Before we got into the intricacies of what Ravoy does and doesn't apply to, so I threw out a question. I said, how did Tosfos know that Ravoy applies in Chutzlarts? What did they build it off of?
The Orla.
They built it off of Orla. Is that Poshut? Tosfos almost made a jump. Tosfos says, well, if Orla didn't write this all, it's all in between the lines. Tosfos figured it out that you figured it out. That, well, Orla applies to Chutzlarts, if that's Lach Rosh Sinai, then Ravoy is part of Orla. And the Mela, Ravoy applies to Chutzlarts. And the Rambam says, the buck stops here. Orla applies to Chutzlarts. There never was a statement in Chazal that Ravoy applies to Chutzlarts. We can differentiate between Orla, Asur, Ravoy, Mutar. There never was an Isur Ravoy in Chutzlarts. Never, ever. Tosfos accepted as a double portion that there was. They never questioned that there was. They just questioned the details, what it applies, what kind of fruit it applies to. According to the Rambam, it didn't exist in the first place. What do you think the Nekudas HaMachlokes is? I present to you this Machlokes. Tosfos and Rambam. Tosfos says, there's Ravoy in Chutzlarts. Rambam says, no Ravoy in Chutzlarts. It has something to do with Orla. What does it have to do with?
To Ravoy the subsequent mitzvah to Orla. So it's 3 years, Ravoy is the 4th year. Is that
so? Some kind of a question of relationship between Orla and Ravoy, something like that. Let's go back to the drawing board of that halacha Moshe Sinai. Let's think through this halacha Moshe Sinai thing. What was the starting point? Before we discovered this Mishnah in Kedusha, before we realized there's halacha Moshe Sinai, if I would have asked you an hour ago, should Orla apply Chutzlarts? The answer is absolutely not. It's a mitzvah of arts. Why is it any different than Trumas, Maaseh, Shemitah, etc.? It's posh, it's agricultural, it's with the land. Doesn't apply to Chutzlarts. That's like the Milstip Shita. Comes the Torah with an unbelievable Chiddush and tells you, oh, by the way, Orla does apply to Chutzlarts. What's the Chakira? Name the Chakira. How to understand what the nature of that Chiddush HaTorah is. How to understand the nature of that Halacha Moshe Sinai. What are the two ways of understanding it? It's like, whenever we...
actually be in Orla,
well, before we get to that, but let's get to the basic tzura. The starting point was no oral and chutzlarts. That's given because it's mitzvah toivarets. Comes Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klai Yisrael, by the way, there is Orla in Chutz La'aretz. So what does that mean? Whenever we have that type of style, that we had a certain baseline, a certain hanach, a certain, you know, a first impression, we were just told that we're wrong, what does that mean? How do we go from there? There are two ways to go from there.
You can't choose as a lead, but to extend it further.
What does that mean? What does that mean exactly? We thought X, and we're just told Y. Y could either be telling me that
extend the original
that X is what you thought was dead wrong. It means your mom is goofed. You're totally goofed. That it's not true. That Orla is not limited to Eretz Yisrael. You thought that it was limited because of its limited. All right, this is telling it's not true.
Or it's an exception.
Oh,
and that exception.
Okay. So let's think it through. So comes Reb Chaim in his Chiddush in the Rambam, in Uchas B'chol Sesuros, who presents the following Chakim. It is a very, very common theme in Chaim has another place. Other Achmarim have in other places. It's a common theme, especially in the relationship also between Tosh V'Sav and Tosh V'Sav. When I read Parshas Kedoshim, the mitzvah of Orla, there is no question in the world, if I walk away just reading Chumash, I would conclude Orla applies in Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to live aretz. The Torah says, kisav ol aretz. It's all trappings, all the makings of a mitzvah to live aretz. And now comes the Torah Shabbat of Halacha Rasin and says, by the way, there's Orla Chutz La'aretz. One can understand that one of two ways. Either one can understand that the Torah is reinterpreting Parshas Kedoshim for us. It means don't fall into the trap. Don't think Orla is a mitzvah to live aretz. It's not. I have to do with agriculture. It's not. Api Halacha, the goal of the Halacha Moshe Sinai, is what Reb Chaim coined the phrase, Halacha Moshe Sinai HaMifareshes. Namely, comes the Halacha Moshe Sinai and reinterprets for us what the original bit of Orla was all about. And now, when we read Parshas Kedoshim, after we have the knowledge of the Halacha Moshe Sinai, we realize that it applies in Chutz La'aretz. And the Parsha of Orla and Parshas Kedoshim was equally true for a tree growing in Beit Shemesh and a tree growing in Bergenfield. It's the same Orla. It's a bit of a it's not. And the Havamina was wrong and finished. That's Lach Sinai Mefereshes. The Lach Sinai reinterprets the Pasuk. Or maybe not. Our original reading of the Pasuk was 100% accurate.
It's different.
There is a new din. What Reb Chaim coins the phrase, Lach Sinai Mechadeshes. There is a new additional added halacha that has absolutely nothing to do with Parshas Kedoshim, that tells us if you plant a tree in Bergenfeld, you can't eat the fruit for the first 3 years.
So if I'm saying it's like a gezeira of a geder.
No, it's a deraisa. No,
a deraisa, but... No.
Or geder. I don't think it's a geder to anything. I think this is saying either it's part of the old din, or it's a brand new din. So there are two Parshas. One is Parshas Kedoshim, and that's Orla, and that's only in Eretz Yisrael. And then this parsha number two, it's not a parsha, but din number two, that's the Halacha Moshe Sinai of Orla Chutz La'aretz. And guess what? We call it Orla, but it's not really Orla. We know why we call it Orla? Because it would be too schleppy to say, it's a Halacha Moshe Sinai that the first 3 years you can't eat the fruit. So we call it Orla, but it's not really Orla. Orla is Parshas Kedoshim. Orla is Eretz Yisrael. There's a new, brand new din that resembles Orla, smacks of Orla, touches Orla. But it's not Orla Parshas Kedoshim. It's Orla of Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's a different din. So my nafkamina, talk to Reb Chaim. No, I can fill in the gaps. My nafkamina. Who cares? They say zotazoy. Whether it's chosin mefaresh the chadashes, no. What's the nafkamina?
If you keep going to Rabbi.
Well, the question is, where can you not take this vis-a-vis Rabbi? The Torah says in Parshas Kedoshim, don't eat it for the first 3 years, but the fourth year, what do you do with it? You take it to Yerushalayim, or if you can, Kodesh Elulim, you redeem it, bring the money, the whole story. So I want to know, does that pasuk apply to Chutz La'aretz?
But what's missing, what I don't understand, is in Eretz Yisrael, you have the ability to exempt the Ravai by bringing to Yerushalayim. But we never say that in Chutz La'aretz, the fourth year, you have something to do with it.
Who said I can't bring it to Yerushalayim?
So according to Tosafot, you can take Teaneck fruit.
Maybe redeem it. Whatever you would do in Eretz Yisrael, you do it in Chutz La'aretz. It's the same thing.
So I would, because if that's not the case, that would be the exception.
Okay, so you're already the second half of Reb Chaim. You're already next week's Reb Chaim. We'll get to that next week. About is there a difference between chutzlos and eretz yisrael vis-a-vis the bringing in it, and does that impact on the fruit itself? The second half of the sugya. So comes Reb Chaim and says in the first piece, and he says that that is the nekudas machlokes to Rambam Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the halach of Sinai is halach of mifareshes, and therefore it's the same parasha. So it's the same tree. So the same way that the tree growing in Shevis carries with a fourth year halachas, the tree growing in Tidek also has fourth year halachas. Because according to the Rambam, the tree growing in Tidek and Shevis are not the same tree. One's Orl of Kedoshim, that carries with the din of Ravoi, and one is not Orl of Kedoshim. It's a new din, and the whole halach of was only said vis-a-vis Orl, not vis-a-vis Ravoi. So that's the first Bira Dom Reb Chaim. So it comes out, we have Machlokes L'maisa. This is a real Shalomaisa. Loch L'maisa. What's there? The guy's growing grapes in Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, if you're growing apples in Chutz La'aretz, Tosfos is Megel anyway because it's a suffix, so we don't have to be worried. If you're growing grapes in Chutz La'aretz, so what's the deal? To observe Ravoi not, according to Tosfos, yeah, according to the Rambam, no. And the Kudus and Machlokes revolves around what the nature that Halacha Mishna is all about. That's the first Bir. Then Reb Chaim goes on to a second Bir. And the second Bir, we can really, really quickly just tip him in a yam, and then we'll have to hopefully hold it off for next week. So Reb Chaim says that there are certain Dvarim Shel Kedusha that have to begin in Eretz Yisrael. There are certain Dvarim Shel Kedusha that can't have their roots in Chutz La'aretz. What does that mean? Can't have roots in Chutz La'aretz. So we already know one or two of those things. Generally, karbonos, that's not true. Generally, karbonos, can't remember those ones, if you know what I mean. Boy, it's the name of the parak. Remember some of the exceptions? What are some things that can't come from Chutz La'aretz? There are a couple of karbonos that are highlighted that cannot originate from Chutz La'aretz. Omer, Shtel Lechem, possibly Bikurim, maybe part of that parasha. Very few, a handful of things that cannot be brought from Chutz La'aretz. So there is a sugya that appears at the very end of Maseches Bechoros, and that becomes the model of our next discussion, says Reb Chaim. Bechor. I have an animal that gives birth. Firstborn animal gives birth. So everybody knows, but it's Bechor, 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 you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, bring it to the Korban, give it to the Kohen, etc. That parsha of Hakrovas of Bechor, is that linked to Eretz Yisrael, or can that apply to Chutz La'aretz as well? So Reb Chaim is going to discover for us, within that sugya, give me an eye-opener to how that sugya about Bechor and Chutz La'aretz may be the model for Ravoi and Chutz La'aretz. That may be the ultimate source of Lomdus for the Shittas and Rambam. So hopefully next week we'll try to pick it up from that point.